This is Senator Bob Dole. American prisoners of war have finally gotten the recognition they deserve, but there's much, much more to be done. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, April 9th was National Former Prisoner of War Day, but for all the courageous men and women who have suffered the torture of captivity, every day is their day. In the Senate, one of our colleagues, Senator John McCain of Arizona, is a former POW from the Vietnam War. His 6 years of imprisonment included unimaginable hardships and cruelty. He's a real hero in my book, and so are the more than 83,000 living ex-POWs who survived captivity in both World Wars, Korea, and Vietnam. And of course, we must never forget the thousands of brave Americans who did not come back from enemy camps. Ted, let's honor these brave Americans. And while we're at it, let's push Hanoi for a full accounting for our POWs and MIAs. It's the least we can do.
Bob, we all paused on POW Day to honor our courageous war heroes, but nice words are not enough when it comes to keeping our commitment to the brave POWs and MIAs still unaccounted for in Vietnam. More than 2,400 Americans who served in Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia are still not accounted for. A year ago, the Vietnamese pledged to complete an accounting by the end of 1987. But all of us are disappointed with the slow pace, lack of results, and frequent delays in our talks with the government of Vietnam. One problem is the talks are at too low a level to be creditable. No talks at all have been held in the past 6 months. Occasionally, hints surface that private channels are being used. But if the administration is serious about our POWs and MIAs, we ought to signal our concern with a high-level delegation. If George Shultz can go to Moscow and Peking, Bob, why can't he also go to Hanoi? This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.